Elvis Pricer on BBS Radio, The Higher Dimension. Welcome, welcome to our show. We have a wonderful guest tonight for you. A new friend of mine, as a matter of fact. Her name is Frankie Z. Avery. She is a psychic and a trance channel, and she's been working as a psychic and astrologer for the last 33 years. She's been on radio in Jacksonville, Florida, and she's been recognized as the top psychic in the country. And she's been on radio before, so she's really not shy. I think she's also been on TV, if I'm not mistaken. She was president of the North Florida Astrological Association, and she's lectured all over at universities, churches, and business organizations. And she's also helped police departments, so she's good at finding people and things or helping to find out the miscreants of crime, so to speak. She was the first psychic teacher to be televised and interviewed for the Eyewitness News program in Richmond, Virginia. She does spiritual laying on the hands, and she's worked with the VA Mental Health Clinic at University Hospital in Jacksonville. She's now in Knoxville, is that right, Frankie?
Yes, Knoxville, Tennessee.
She's been there for over, in 1995 she came there, and she does a healing ministry, and one of these things that happens to us psychics from time to time, and anybody who happens to go into the field, is suddenly a teacher appeared at her door, and this gentleman said he had come into her life because he was led by the Spirit to help her become a trance channel. And they've worked together for a year and a day before she heard a booming voice say, "Greetings, we are here to help you." And that was beginning of OMA, that's O-M-A, which is a channel of spiritual energy. And we're going to talk to her about this and about her abilities. Now, this is a call-in show. You can call in for psychic readings. You can call in for information. So we ask any of our listeners to please tune in and talk up. And we do welcome you. And let's give her a chance to talk. And, Frankie, I'm going to be silent for a few minutes because the floor is yours.
Well, Phyllis, thank you. And I can't tell you how delighted I am to be on your show with you.
Thank you.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, it is. I am having such a ball with my show. Yes, you do have an idea. So we say, yeah, but you sure do have an idea what it's like. It's a privilege and an honor, and I think it's one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. What
it
would
is.
You like to talk
and
about and share with people tonight? It's all yours to talk about.
And when you begin to realize that people are inviting you into your homes and you get to spend a minute of their life with them,
okay, could you talk up a little bit? I'm not hearing you.
And I said when you begin to realize that people are inviting you into their homes and their lives.
Oh, absolutely.
And making you, for the time you're on the air, a guest. It becomes just a very touching experience.
Oh, it is. I'm really honored by it, and I try to provide as much information and amusement for the people with us as humanly possible, at least from my end of it. But tonight you said you wanted to talk about some certain things, so I'm going to ask you to share with what you have in mind tonight.
Well, one of the things that I am seeing that's so gratifying is the resurgence, finally, of people's interest in metaphysics and beginning to realize how it relates to the humanity, how it relates to healing, how it relates to relationships,
right?
How it relates to improving your life and becoming awake and becoming alive and beginning to develop yourself. You know, I know as a psychic, I first started doing readings in Jacksonville, Florida.
Right.
And this was back in the 70s. And unfortunately, there was this belief that there was something evil about it.
Well, I think that lingers today. There's a lot of preaching against it.
It lingers, but fortunately, being in psychic, being intuitive, because of the work of Duke University, because of the work with the telepathic kids, even silly TV shows like Medium.
Right, exactly.
And other shows like that are making it part of the vernacular, are making it part of the vocabulary.
I know. I think it's so absolutely fabulous.
Oh, I think it's great because people are beginning to realize that they've had the same experience.
Yeah.
Where 25, 30 years ago, when you and I started, if somebody had an experience, they thought they were either evil or they thought that there was something wrong with them mentally.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know I was raised Catholic, and that kind of thing was exceedingly frowned upon, let me tell you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, you were told if you had dreams that came true or if you became prophetic.
Right.
Or you had the ability to communicate with people that had
mm-hmm.
passed over,
mm-hmm.
you were told that you were crazy. I remember one time,
mm-hmm.
and this was in Richmond when I was working, one of my clients was a psychology student. And she said, you know, for this test that she had to take, she had to collect questionnaires that people answered and personality profiles. And she
right.
asked me if I'd take one of these tests anonymously
yeah.
and answer it absolutely honestly.
Uh-huh.
And there's questions on the test like, do you hear voices? And, of course, the answer is, yeah. You know. Do you think that you can change reality with your mind? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So after I got to answering that test, she brought it back and she said, oh, dear God, Frankie, don't ever answer one of these for real. They'll lock you away.
I was just going to say, I'm wondering if that has happened in the past, that people who are simply just gifted.
Of course it has. I've talked to many a person, and luckily it's not as prevalent now, but I have talked to in the past many a person that was locked up for being crazy simply because they were extremely telepathic and no one knew how to deal with it. No
exactly.
one knew how to deal with a person or that broke the boundaries of time and place and reality. I remember as a child in third grade in school, I used to get in trouble because I knew something was going to happen ahead of time. And, of course, if I said that, people would either look at me like I was a little strange.
Right.
Or they'd turn around and accuse me of doing it.
Yeah, or lovely, I must admit, I had those types of experiences myself. It was most distressful, to be honest with you. So I learned very early not to say a whole heck of a lot about it. You know, least said, soonest mended, as the saying goes.
And that's how people shut down, turn off, begin
right.
to question their perception of reality.
Right, exactly.
And they're molded into little tin cups and have to continue behaving that way. And if it destroys your imagination, it destroys your creativity.
Even better, you're possessed. Or either the devil is trying to persuade you to, go on the bad path. That's another one. Or you need an exorcism.
That's the most scary of all, because then people start getting hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a matter of being very careful also in what you tell people, because some people can accept it, and frankly, some people are not ready to accept it, and it's perhaps kinder just to wait until they are able to accept it, if you will.
Well, you know, Phyllis, my feelings have always been that the job of the professional psychic or the
right.
professional astrologer or counselor or
uh-huh.
anybody that works with people, I think your primary job is to make sure that after that hour or 2 hours that the person spends with you, your job is to make sure that they walk out of their
mm-hmm.
your office stronger, more
yep.
aware of themselves,
right.
more conscientious of
mm-hmm.
their potential, of their humanity,
mm-hmm.
and of
mm-hmm.
their strength than they were when they walked in.
Yeah, they should be a better person. There's no question about it.
That's it.
And I don't leave people crying, you know. One can't.
No.
You know?
No. And if you're talking to a person and they become weaker, then you haven't finished your job.
Exactly.
I know when I was in Jacksonville at one point, and I know a lot of good professional psychics hit a wall. where when you first start being a professional psychic, my goodness, it's fun. You know,
yeah.
You're tuning into people. You're getting positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
People are being startled. You're hearing your praises.
Uh-huh.
And then one day when you do it long enough, you realize that you're changing the lives of
mm-hmm.
people that walk in to see you.
It's a powerful thing, and I do know that a lot of humility is required. One
yes.
has to be always aware of being sure to be balanced.
Yes, yes. And I have never seen a good psychic, a really good psychic yet, that didn't one day when that became a critical mass reality, didn't hit a personal wall.
Yeah.
And have to start questioning themselves.
Right.
And the effect that they were having on people's lives.
Exactly.
And have to make a decision whether to go on or stop.
Right.
And the people that come through it, because people don't realize that being a good psychic and being able to communicate with people in a positive and successful manner don't have to be the same fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nor do good psychics have to be good counselors. And that's one of the reasons in Jacksonville that
mm-hmm.
I used to do things personally.
Mm-hmm.
Like I volunteered for the suicide hotline.
Wow.
So I could get training into talking to people that were on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a psychic, you can see it.
Right, right.
And you can feel it. And
yes.
If somebody is, and a lot of times, talking to a psychic, especially when I first started, is like being at the port of last resort.
Exactly.
You can't everything else.
Yes, I have to admit that also. I don't know. Have you ever seen the Angel of Death, as I call him?
You mean surrounding a person?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sure.
Okay.
Sure,
I know the first time I saw that, it just blew my mind, and I was not too much into this at the time, and I noticed it was those who were going to commit suicide.
Yes, and it's very strong, and everything about them is dense and dark.
Yes.
And muddied, and you know, if and you can see it in their aura.
One yes.
of the funniest things that ever happened, and it had a great outcome, is I had a client, and I used to beg him when he came in for readings, please, quit jogging. Quit jogging.
Okay.
You're a little pudgy cutie pie. Quit jogging. And one day he came in for a reading, and I looked at his aura, and I looked at the energy around him, and it was like a death mask. And I said, I want you to sit right here, and I called a doctor
yep.
that I knew who was very supportive
yeah.
of my work, and he was one of the first alternative healers that I ever met, and he was a
right.
medical doctor, and I called him up, and I said, David, I'm bringing somebody over to your office now.
Right.
And he said, I'll clear a space for you, and I threw this guy in my car, and he's looking very confused, and I took him over to David's office, and he got out his stethoscope, listened to his heart, and then we threw him in David's car and drove him to the emergency room, and he had a massive heart attack right in the emergency room.
Oh, wow.
And they were able to save his life because he was...
Wow. That's one of the wonderful things that we do is work in the healing. And people, you know, after you have a number of these, after a while they can't say it's just a coincidence.
No. But I used to, when I had my metaphysical store in Jacksonville, I finally had an artist friend of mine paint and frame this beautiful big sign for me, and all it said was another amazing coincidence. And I'll tell you what, that saves you from craziness. You don't
well,
have to
yeah,
why
also.
Something works. You don't have to talk to a person with an engineer mentality and explain
right.
why telepathy works like radio waves.
Right.
You don't have to do that. You just look and say, and you can look and say, well, this person came in and was going to have a radical mastectomy, and we prayed and did laying on of the hands, and then when she got to the hospital, they couldn't find any cancer. The
yeah.
answer to the non-believer was another amazing coincidence.
Yes.
satisfying.
I love that.
You didn't have to sit there for 2 hours trying to defend or rationalize your work, and it just, and everybody agreed, yes, it's just a coincidence.
Right. Yeah, I've even had a family member in the not distant past saying, when I was telling him about this thing, well, are you sure it's not the devil talking to you? And I just looked and I said, you know, if I looked under the bed every night for a burglar, one day I'd probably find one there. But
you would?
I might. If I wanted one, I might find a burglar under my bed. But the thing is, I said, you know, a lot of this, people have the old-fashioned notion that it's for just special people, that it's only those who are gifted or blessed or cursed or however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And I try to explain to them that, you know, the Old and New Testament are full of people, that this is psychic, means simply of the soul, which is Greek. And it's a matter of opening, each person opening their awareness. And some have greater or lesser gifts depending on where they've grown so far and what they want to do. Because like any gift, you can choose to use it or not use it. And those like you who have used it for longer than I, consciously, and I've kind of been dragged, you know, kicking and screaming by spirit into this field. Sometimes in the beginning, it's not such a fun thing to have.
No,
and
it's not.
You want to be accepted by the crowd. You want to be normal.
Exactly.
And sometimes normal is not where you need to be.
No, because fortunately when you get older, you find out that normal translates to mediocre.
Very often, I must agree with you, yes. And nobody wants to be, at least not me, wants to be mediocre. And I'm not quite sure how things translate in the real world sometimes, because sometimes I don't know what the hell the real world is, to be honest with you. Excuse me for not using nice words.
Well, sometimes it's hard to differentiate.
Yes.
And one of the things that I know is when you're looking at a person's aura and you begin to see the spirit of that individual, you see perfection. And I swear this is why
yes,
so many psychics have such lousy relationships.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're looking at the energy of the person, you become aware of the potential and the perfection in them.
Yes, you know.
And then what you got to live with is their dailiness, which may be a completely
different
story.
Reality.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I guess I'm going to have to agree with you with that, too, because often I could see people say, well, what do you see in that person? And I say, well, I see God. And I see goodness, and they look at me, and they, you know, they say, boy, you must see something I don't, because I can't see it.
Yeah, and you can see talents, and you can see, and I remember just being in tears one time. A woman wanted me to talk to her autistic son, and he had been locked in his mind for so many years, and I sat with him in meditation, and one of the things that I found out is when we connected mentally,
right,
that this child was on a plane that most of us would fight or study or live in a monastery for years
to be able to
develop, and he was there.
Yeah.
And I also, so when I tuned in and said, well, what do you want to do in this physical body? He kept saying music.
Music.
And when I got through with this working with him, I was in tears, and I looked at him, his mom, and I said, have you ever put him around a piano or a guitar or a harmonica or anything?
Right.
And she said, no. And after that session, she did. And it turned out that he had such talent.
Yes.
And he went on to not only play one of the finest pianos I've ever heard, but he eventually got to where he was able to compose and write, and it was just such a miracle.
That's phenomenal, because right before you said that, I was thinking, there are people who have gifts that I know, because I studied music, and I had to play the violin, and I had to really work at it. And there are those who can sit down, listen to a piece of music once, and play it by ear perfectly. Do you know what I give to be able to do that?
I know, and I not only am admire them, but I'm so jealous because I've tried to play the guitar since I was 16 years old, and I am so musically impaired that it's sad. And when my friends are forced to listen to me, they pat me on the head and say, "Well, it's time to go buy another book." So
yeah, well, we love you too, darling, but this is just not who you is.
Therefore, I've collected several guitars and thousands of guitar books, and one day I'll come across the magical book and the magical guitar, and have this talent. I think I probably in a previous life built guitars or something, because I certainly can't play one.
Oh. Well, I love music, and I did study music for a long time, and which is why I can say when I studied it, it was difficult for me, and I just envied people who could so effortlessly sit down. And
yes.
To me, that is a gift. It's one of the gifts.
That is a gift.
That comes from a former lifetime.
Yeah.
And
that,
it is
that
one
is.
That is so I don't know how to explain it. It's so useful.
It is, but it's the same thing as when you use your psychic ability. Look at how many people look and are in awe when you start talking to them, or in awe
right.
when you start becoming prophetic.
Right.
And you talk about what you see. And,
right.
And they'll work at it and work at it. And, of course, anybody can improve their intuitive ability.
Well, yes,
and
that's the other
the
thing
truly,
that we would like to assure those who listen to us. Is that this ability is available for improvement. I mean, it's a muscle that if you use it, you will get so much more by it.
Yeah, I think that's the aspect of my work that I have always enjoyed the most, is teaching others how to develop their intuitive ability.
Oh, that is just so fabulous.
Their powers of healing.
That is just so fabulous.
And clairvoyance.
To clairvoyance is just another muscle.
Do you have a caller?
Yes.
They wake up to this. It's just.
Do we have a reader?
Yeah.
I mean, do we have a listener who's calling in?
You have a listener
What's
calling in.
What's the number that people call in on?
Oh, okay. It's listed on the website. And could I ask people to speak up? I'm not hearing people too good today. I will say the new number. It's 877-876-5227. Okay, now we have a listener on the line who wants to ask a question. Go ahead, please, and speak up. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
The listener was dropped.
I'm sorry? Did you get that, Frankie?
Yes, the listener was dropped.
Hello?
Hello?
Do we have a listener? I guess we don't at the moment, or we did. Somebody hung up, but if you do, please try and call again, because we would love to take calls. But go ahead. You were talking about...
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I got disconnected.
Okay, you're connected now. Who's speaking?
Hi, this is Julia. How are you?
Hi, good, how are you, Julia?
Doing great.
Welcome.
Oh, good. Okay. You're doing well, I hear.
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's
I'm
your
glad.
Message, Julia?
Julia,
I'm
this is Frankie. Who do you wish to speak to?
I can speak to your guest. That's great.
Okay, go ahead and speak up a little bit there, because I can barely hear you. But go ahead and ask your question.
Hi. My name's Julia, and I just
Julia,
was going
I can't,
to see
I can't
what
hear
you,
you so you're gonna have,
for me.
You're going to please have to speak up.
I can't hear her.
Or Phyllis, you tell me what she's saying.
Okay, I'll try and listen real hard, Julia. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's better. Go ahead.
I just was calling to see what she picked up for me. Anything is great.
She wants to know, Frankie, what you see ahead for her.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you need something
her,
a little bit more?
I can feel her vibe. Ask her when her birthday is.
All right, when's your birthday, Julia?
September 16th, 1961.
September 16th. 1961.
Okay, we've got a Virgo in our midst now.
We sure do.
Well, one of the things I feel is that the last 2 years have been just fraught with some health problems. that were reoccurring. And one of the things I see about this year is two things. One, I see you physically feeling better. I see your finances improving, and I see you coming out of the slight depression that you've been under and getting absolute focus back. I feel one of the things you're going to be thinking about doing with this is making a move later in the year, and I love the move for you.
Okay. Julia, were you looking for a job?
Yes.
You've not found one yet?
Not yet. Where does she see me moving to?
Okay, she wants to know where you see her moving to.
I think it's going to be within a 120-mile radius of where you're living. I don't see a cross-country move, but I think it's going to be a move because of improved finances and improved circumstances. And my feelings are is that a job or career change is going to be very much involved with this move.
Can you let her know about when you think she'll be getting this job?
I think it's going to be, because I see something coming up that sort of is a make-do. And then right around her birthday, I see so many doors and so many opportunities opening up for her.
Okay.
And another thing that I feel that I think is terrific is I see an opportunity coming up to get some kind of additional training or education.
Is that correct, Julie? Do you know?
I hope so. It sounds good to me.
I do know that she has been indeed looking for a job, and I've been aware of that. And there's been a health issue, but wasn't that recently resolved? Didn't we say it would turn out all right, and it did?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yes, and I see her health and her energy increasing dramatically now.
Good.
Not only that, I love the trip up north that she's going to take.
Okay, are you aware of a trip at this time that you're supposed to take?
No, I wasn't aware of one.
You are?
No, I'm not.
Oh, she's not, she says. She's not aware of it.
Oh, yes, she is.
She is, huh?
Yes. I see a trip up to the northeast, and I think it's going to be terrific. I think it's going to be because she's just getting an invitation to do something for about 2-3 days.
Hmm.
And my feelings are is that because of her health, because of her finances, because of the dynamics of her life the last 3 years, she's felt a bit of a prisoner. And I also sense that this trip is going to be almost like a turning point in your life, where you get in touch with, hey, I'm free. Not only am I free, but I can create. Not only can I create, but I can do what I want to do and go where I want to go.
Fabulous.
And I think it's going to be incredibly important. So have fun with that.
Oh, my gosh, that's so wonderful.
Well, it certainly does.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and I'm listening in too, and when she does that, when we give readings, we kind of check in with each other psychically, and I'm going to have to say I agree. I know you'd rather have that job sooner than around your birthday, but, you know, sometimes you can't hurry what's supposed to be done.
Well, I see something make-do coming up temporarily.
Okay.
But around her birthday, she just... And you know, you can't fight dumb luck.
That's true, too.
And I see something getting dropped into her lap because of somebody that she's known in her past that is a tremendous opportunity.
Wow. Terrific.
Wow.
Okay.
Awesome.
Any other questions, dear?
I think that is fabulous. Wow. Thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome. You keep informed. Keep us informed. Keep me informed. We'll follow through with this, darling, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you both so much.
You're quite welcome. Okay, well, let's go back to what we were talking about. Hello?
Frankie? I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. So let's continue on with what we were talking about, and that was having to do with the gifts of the Spirit and training that we have and all that we go through and trying to bring about... you know, we use it for our living. That's the other thing that people are afraid of using the gift for. And I want to emphasize, these gifts are not just giveaways. They're for your own personal use and your life.
Right.
If it's in your life, use it. Just as if you would use your voice in singing or your understanding of computers or anything else, it's got to have a practical application.
Oh, I remember when I first began professionally, one time...
Hello?
A young man called, and I'll never forget the phone call.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Yes, we have another caller. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. This is Faye in Texas.
Faye?
I'd like to know if I'm ever going to remarry again. I'm a Leo with Leo rising with
okay,
a Sag
can
moon.
We give us your birthday? She's Faye, and she's Leo. That much I got. Let me see. What is your birthday, dear?
August the 12th, 1940.
August 12th, 1940.
Okay, and what's her question?
Wants to know if she's going to get married again.
Oh, of course she is. She's a Leo.
Absolutely.
Not only that, it also looks like she's working hard to get into shape and getting her body back and getting her time back and getting her health back. And I think that she's going to in the next year and a half, just be fighting off suitors.
Is that right, Faye? Are you working to get your body back?
Yes, I am.
Terrific.
I'm on isogenics right now.
Hallelujah. Well, so
but
in a year and a half, you're going to have a big stick to chase off your suitors, huh?
Do I know this person now?
I think she said there was more than one who was going to be interested in you, darling.
Oh, yeah. She's going to the problem is she's gone through a real dry spell the last few years, and within 14 months to a year and a half, I see two and possibly a third person popping up in her life. And it's like, where were you, fella,
yeah,
when I needed you?
Right.
Well,
okay.
I know about
you know the person now? I don't think you know the person now. That's my feeling.
No, you do not know the person now.
Is that correct, Becky?
No, I don't. I don't think she knows the person now, but Like I said, I think that she's going to have an embarrassment of abundance.
There you go.
And
well,
the hardest
will
thing
I move
going to
out
have
of
to
Texas?
Do is explain to her kids.
I'm sorry, Frankie. I'm sorry.
The hardest thing
you're
going to
say?
To do is explain to your kids.
Ah, well, yeah. I'll keep
thinking. And I think that the most successful relationship, and this is why I feel that it's going to maybe require a little bit of an explanation, is why the person is considerably younger. And one of the nice things is Leo women just get sexier the older they get.
Yeah.
Not only that, there's two things every man and woman should do. Every man in the world should at some point in his life date a Leo woman, because Leo women really like and relate to men. And every woman should have in her life at least one Cancerian man, because they really like and relate to women.
Uh-huh. Did you hear what she had to say?
Yes. Thank you very much. I'm really excited.
Oh, well, good for you, darling. You have to keep in touch and let us know, because we are interested. I want to follow up to show that this is not just malarkey, but it's an actual thing. Okay?
Oh, I will.
What we're trying to do is keep up and follow up with people, because you can say this, that, and the other thing, but track records are really important, too. That's my feeling, at any rate. Do you agree with me?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
May I ask you one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
My daughter-in-law is pregnant. Is she going to
have... Your daughter-in-law is pregnant.
Is she going to have a girl or a boy?
Her daughter-in-law is pregnant.
Oh,
she wants to know if it's going to have a girl or a boy.
I keep feeling a girl.
So do I.
I keep feeling a girl.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
What fun. Being a Leo can be more fun than just about anything else.
Well, since I'm not a Leo, I'm going to have to take your word on that, but I think being a Capricorn is pretty darn nice.
Well, I'm an Aquarius, so Leo is my opposite sign.
Okay.
I always admire the style that that Leos have.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot of fun. I've met a number of Leo women, and I always get along well with them. I enjoy, I went to a Catholic boarding school. We were nothing if not surrounded by lots of women, and they were some of the nicest people that you would ever want to meet. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, and not only that, Leos in general, men or women, are extremely protective.
Yes.
Of the people that they love.
Yes.
And so I've always felt incredibly safe around Leos. You can absolutely bask in their affection and their attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you said, they are really great people, and I just love them dearly. I've got some very dear Leo friends, and I wouldn't exchange them for all the tea in China. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have... you as a teacher, how did you get into that?
Well, I started teaching as a matter of survival, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't very romantic. I opened up a metaphysical store in the 70s. I was too broke to be a hippie, so I opened up a metaphysical store.
Oh, boy.
And I had a radio and a television show.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to keep the store going, I had to start teaching.
Huh.
And so I started, so not only was I teaching, but I was doing a lot of studying, because there's a difference between doing it and knowing how you do it.
That's right.
And so I was doing a lot of teaching, and luckily I owned a metaphysical store, so I had lots of resources. And I started teaching people the techniques of opening up their mind and meditation, and began to appreciate the ramifications that meditation had.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did it open up your mind, but it improved your health.
Exactly.
And it started putting an end to the chaos in your life, because, of course, anything that's occurring in your life is an extension of the internal life that you're living.
Exactly.
And your life is nothing but a reflection of your heart and your mind.
Exactly.
And when you can start taking charge of that, then you begin to see your life begin to change, and your life begin to open up again.
Yes.
And you begin to build not only a calmer internal world for yourself, but you begin to create a better external world for yourself.
Exactly. That has been my experience as I've grown. And also, be aware of the fact that you're in denial an awful lot. Being aware that you can change your life, and that you are the possessor of your soul, and you can change your destiny, that you don't have to sit.
Absolutely.
That is so important.
Absolutely.
Now, we wanted to talk about...
if your destiny was truly written in the stars, none of us would have learned astrology, because there would be no point.
That's exactly right, and we do have free will, which is a very, very important project. And it's not predestined, by the way. There's only urges. Not predestination.
My personal feeling is your character today creates your destiny tomorrow.
Exactly. That makes so much sense. Now, the other thing is you wanted to talk, I know, about the OMA group that you are involved with. This
yes.
is a channeling.
I have been channeling OMA since I was 28 years old, so that was 29 years ago.
Wow.
And OMA, and like you were saying in the introduction, I started out as a psychic, doing it professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started studying astrology.
Mm-hmm.
Because as a psychic, it was hard to determine the time of events. And, of course, astrology is like this grand cosmic clock.
Right.
And Bruce Campbell, came into my store one day and said he had been guided by spirit to help me become a trans-channel.
Oh, boy, I'll bet that just...
Well, I was familiar with the work of Edgar Cayce, and I thought he was...
Yeah.
And I had also seen a lot of phonies saying they were channeling this, that, or the other, and I looked at him, and I said, oh, Bruce, I don't want you messing with my head. For one thing, he wanted to work with me with hypnosis, and I
right.
didn't want anybody messing with my psychic ability.
Right.
And so I told him no. And
okay.
kept telling him no for about 6 months. Well, he was a Leo.
Oh, so he wasn't going to get up and go away.
No, he wasn't. Not only that, he was also a gourmet cook. And he started bribing my secretary, who was a gourmet eater. And one day he was just after about the 20th time, he came into my place saying, "Channel is spirit is leading me to turn you into a trance channel." I finally said to him, just off the shoulders, I was getting ready to go see another client, "If I ever have the time, I'll let you work with me." Well, that was all he needed. And about a week later, I was seeing about 8 to 10 clients a day, and my appointment book was all booked, and my secretary was telling me how busy I was going to be.
Yeah.
And the first client came into the office at 10 o'clock, and then Marie said to me, "Frankie, your next appointment has canceled." And then she said, "Oh, the next 3 clients after that have canceled." And then all of a sudden, Bruce walks into the store.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, never mind being psychic, I smelled a rat.
You don't have to be psychic to know a setup when you see one, am I right?
No, I said, I've been set up. And I asked Marie, I said, "How many of those appointments are phantom appointments?" She said, "The next 3 days." And I said, "Okay." I said, "I've been had."
Uh-huh.
Enjoyed a good joke on me. And so I started working with Bruce. And we started working with hypnosis. And I remember, as I was doing it, being very skeptical.
Well, yeah.
And hitting different levels and hitting different, and channeling different things. And one of them was, it was explained that this was my past life as a Toltec Indian.
As a what kind of Indian?
Toltec.
Toltec, okay.
And I gave it very little credence and thought, well, this is fun. But something happened in my class one night.
Okay.
Phyllis, I was teaching a class, and there were about 32 people in my class. And all of a sudden, everybody in the class yelled out a scream or was startled. And I said, "Oh, my God, what happened?" And everyone, to a person, said all of a sudden they saw my physical body change and me become a 7-foot-tall Indian.
Good Lord. I've heard of that happening.
And everyone saw exactly the same thing in exactly the same clothing.
Gotcha.
And
so that kind
they
of
all saw that. Then I started paying attention.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Because, and I started paying attention and gave it much more credence, even with me doing it. So Bruce and I kept working and working.
Right.
And about a year and a half later, he asked me if I wanted to do anything with this. And I said, "Bruce, I don't feel comfortable with it because I still don't know if it's me or something outside of myself."
Right.
And I'm not comfortable enough with it to do it professionally or even publicly.
Right.
And anyway, a friend of mine who was going through a divorce came to me and asked me if I would do a reading for her and her soon-to-be ex. And I said, "Absolutely not. You know,
yeah.
I'm not going to be part of your divorce, and there's no way I can be objective and get
right
up in the middle." And she said, "Well, if you won't give us a psychic reading, I know that you and Bruce have been working on channeling. Will you do that for the two of us?"
Okay.
And so one Saturday, I said, "Okay, I'll try it asleep. I'm not about to touch a relationship between two people I love awake." And I said, "I'll try it as asleep, but you two have practically got to sign a waiver saying, you know, that you'll get through this no matter what's said."
Okay.
And up until that moment, I could remember everything that I was doing under hypnosis.
Right.
And Bruce did the count, and all of a sudden, there was this booming voice that said, "Greetings." And that was the last thing I remembered.
Wow.
And then Bruce was shocked. The two people that were there were shocked.
Right.
I was completely out of it. Have no memory.
Okay.
Or knowledge of what's going on.
Right.
And Bruce said, "Well, who are you?" And we said, "We are a vortex of energy that you have tapped into, and we've been looking for you, and you've been looking for us."
Okay.
"And since we've never been in physical body before, we have no name.
Right.
But you may call us Oma.
Right.
And that was the beginning of the Oma work. And that happened 28, 29 years ago.
Okay.
And the information that she gave these two, by the time they left there, they were hugging and crying and touching, and they were being grateful for each other for the relationship they had instead of fighting each other.
Oh, how lovely.
And their split was very amicable based on the work of Oma. And after that...
Yeah, well, at this point, I want you to do a little plug for yourself, darling.
Okay.
So how can people reach you and so
well,
forth and so on?
Well, if they want to get in touch with me, they can call me in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm not listed in the phone book, so they'll have to write this down. My number is area code 865-938-0794. That's 865-938-0794.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nice things about doing readings for the last 30 years is everyone moves, so I've been doing telephone readings for people all over the world.
Okay.
For years, and they can call. Or if there's another thing that started happening because of the OMA work about 4 years ago,
okay,
I started working with a sound therapist, Dr. Suzanne Jonas, who does
mm-hmm.
acoustic therapy, and OMA started giving her healing frequencies.
Wow.
So OMA has given us frequencies for prosperity. She's given us frequencies for chakra cleansing. She's given us frequencies for fibromyalgia. She's given us frequencies for sleep deprivation.
Fabulous.
Just a whole list. And people can go to my website, which is omagroup.net. That's
uh-huh.
Oma, O-M-A, group.net.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
you can read about the OMA work that we're doing, and you
okay.
can read about the frequencies, or you can order the CDs. I've been very blessed because the Sedona Journal has printed a lot of the OMA work.
Fabulous.
And it has been such a gift, and OMA has been such a gift to people over the years.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And you have a website, too. Hmm?
Yes. That's the omagroup.net.
Okay. All righty. Now, what else would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, Phyllis, something that I'm excited about, and this is something that I really feel that I was led to by the OMA energies for my own personal healing. Because, as you know, it's really easy to do two things when you're a psychic, and one is get fat and two is get depressed.
Right.
And
hello, we've got a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who's on? No one. I can't hear a soul. Can you?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, go ahead. You were
talking
about...
one of the things I was going to say, and I had been praying for a healing, and I had been asking Oma, and 4 years ago, I asked Oma about my own health, and Oma said, don't worry about a thing. In 4 years, something's going to come up that's going to change your life.
Okay.
And in January, I was so depressed, and I had broken my back 6 years ago. So
wow.
My life had become very, very small, and a friend of mine, and a woman who's part of the Oma group, recommended that I try something called Isogenics.
Okay.
And I started reading on the ingredients, and it reads, the ingredients read just exactly like the teachings of OMA for the last 28 years.
Wow.
It
That's
is
powerful.
Amazing. And I swear that energy led me to this because I started using it January 8th, and I've lost 51 pounds.
Fabulous.
The first thing that I noticed is in 2 weeks, the depression was completely gone.
Wonderful.
My life is getting large again.
Good.
And it has been such a miracle. And one of my goals is, because I think we all need healing tools, is
mm-hmm.
to share this with as many people as possible. So if there's
mm-hmm.
anybody interested, please do call me. And again, the number is 865-938-0794.
Mm-hmm.
That's 865-938-0794, because I want to share this miracle with people.
Okay. Well, there you have a plug. All righty. Well, it sounds wonderful. I know I've talked with Frankie, myself, and ladies and gentlemen. I am going to try it, and I'll let you know how it works for me. Because I've been a yo-yo person. I don't know about anybody else, but I've been tend to be a yo-yo, up and down, and as hard as I work at it, and I do try. I do try, and I'm going to give this thing a shot and see exactly what happens. And if it works, you're going to hear about it on our show. Because
I'm glad, because I'll tell you, one of the most frustrating things as a psychic, and to me, is sometimes you see something, and I know you feel the same way, because
yep.
you're Capricorn with a Sag ascendant, and sometimes you see things, and the biggest heartbreaker is to feel impotent.
Yes, helpless.
You know,
right.
I see this, and I know this can be changed, and one of the things is the isogenics has been such a healing tool.
Hmm.
I've talked to people with diabetes. I've talked to people with arthritis that they were on so many medications.
Right.
And
now we're
know,
not
the
saying
the company
okay.
can't claim that it heals.
I was just going to say.
I can say as a psychic.
Yeah.
Try this, and you're going to feel a lot better. But there's a big difference between me saying it
and a doctor. And
yeah.
and we want to make sure that you understand you still see a doctor, lady, a gentleman. No, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But it is
no.
such a powerful healing tool. And
I've
seen so many people's lives destroyed because of sleep deprivation and nutrition deprivation. And things that just shouldn't happen, but our food has gotten so bad. Our air has gotten so polluted.
I
know down here in Knoxville, every other person is having an allergy problem. And we asked Oma why.
Yeah.
And why are people becoming so sick? And she said, well, what do you expect? She said, first of all, and it happened 20 years ago, she said the radiation of Chernobyl is still traveling.
Oh, yes, I can believe that.
Through the jet stream. She said, and one of the most interesting trans sessions we did last year was Oma was talking about health and healing. And she was talking about the fallout from Katrina.
Right.
And she said, you can't think of just New Orleans as ground zero. She said, you've got to think of a 620-mile radius
right.
as ground zero. And she said, and look at all the sewage. Look at all the
stuff,
the disease that was pumped back into the air, into the water.
Sure.
She said, don't you think that's going to affect people?
Yes,
and
it does.
And the frequencies that she gave us, because I know as a psychic, when I first heard the words avian flu, I became terrified.
Hmm.
And we asked Oma for frequencies for our avian flu. And one of the things that she said is that people in this country, because of Katrina and because our immune systems are
depressed,
struggling so hard to keep us healthy through the effects of that.
Yeah, compromised is a good word.
Compromised, she said that when a flu comes in, it's going to be so serious. And she gave us the frequencies for avian flu.
Okay.
And I think that's so important. It helps build immunity. And then you hear the stories in the papers about how things like Tamiflu and all that aren't going to even affect it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have Dr. Suzanne Jonas on one of our future shows, I think in 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear
yes.
that, because she
and
is so,
so
brilliant.
And so what we're talking about here is going to be consistent with what you're hearing about from Frankie today, about both the sound vibrations or frequencies and Oma, because Dr. Jonas is working with Oma as well. And I would encourage, and we're getting down to the wire here, so I'm going to encourage anybody who has a question that wants to call in, please do feel free to call in. We would like you to do so. And, well, we'll just keep on talking until we get that sign that it's time for us to say goodnight.
Well,
but go ahead, Frankie.
Let me tell you
what
an honor and a pleasure it has been to do this show with you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I can't tell you how much fun it has been for me, and a chance to work with you and just share this time with you.
Well, thank you so very, very much. That's very kind of you to say so. You've got a lot on the ball. You've got a lot of knowledge, and I feel I'm still a newbie, no matter how many years I've been in it. And I still want to learn.
Good. I'll tell you what.
What?
As long as I've been doing astrology, as long as I've been doing readings, I still, every now and then, when you get in the zone, and you know what I mean by the
yes.
zone, and a person's life opens up,
yes.
I still sometimes think, oh my gosh, this works. And
exactly.
in awe and enthralled.
Isn't it?
What I see and what I feel and the magnificence of the work itself.
And I love sharing with people, and I love... For me, it's almost like a game sometimes. I enjoy it. To me, it's a fun thing to do.
Absolutely.
And the other thing we want to make sure people understand, too, is that, you see, it's for enjoyment. It's for laughter. It's not to be wearing a long beard and looking solemn and, you got to have fun in life, I'm afraid. I'm very much one who believes in a lot of fun in life and enjoying it. And to me, it's very important to be able to laugh.
Well, and I'll tell you, one of my favorite friends, a Virgo in California, reminded
right?
me of something, and she said the phrase, excavate your dream.
Do what?
She said the phrase to me one day, you've got to excavate your dream.
Excavate your dream.
And that phrase, Rhonda shared that phrase with me, and it has had such a pounding resonance in my life. And I really think that's one of our jobs, to help people excavate their dreams.
Absolutely. I think it is such a fun, I have so much fun. I can't tell you. You know, I'm getting ready to have my show on. It's on one show is going to be on the internet, and the other is going to be on commercial cable television. And I am having more fun than I have ever had in my life doing something, except maybe when I was a kid and didn't have to worry about school or anything else, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what. You're Capricorn with a Sag ascendant.
Yeah.
And a moon that would just everyone would love to have. And you're coming into your own now.
Well,
and
you know, that's kind of...
You're going to see so many things open up for you because of your work in the media. You're
really?
Going to astound yourself.
I have... Well, God knows I've been searching for myself... Hello, I'm out there somewhere, right?
Yes. But now that you're working with the media, you're honoring that Sag, and if I'm remembering right, you've got Mars and Sagittarius in the first house. So working with the media and working with the public is going to be so gratifying and so rewarding and so fulfilling for you. It's like awakening your entire life.
Well, I can hardly wait till we awaken because it's been a long time coming, I'll tell you. I've had to wait. If it were guys, I'd say, you have any idea how many frogs and toads I've had to kiss before I found a prince?
Well, you're into your own now.
Yeah. Well, now. Thank you. And I know we're going to be talking to each other from now on, and, I think, I'd like to do a show with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not going to be the last time you're going to hear from Frankie through me. We're going to have her come other times and visit and talk. And we're hoping to put her on our internet show, which is a great place to be. And when the time comes, I'll give you that information. But, we are really looking forward to hearing you on BBS Radio. And looking forward to having more time with you and having question and answer period. You know, when we get on a roll, there's almost never enough time to get
never,
said
ever,
all
ever.
That I'd love to say.
Well, never, ever, ever, and that's what makes it so brilliant.
I'm sorry, what does?
And that's what makes it so brilliant, so...
Ah, yeah.
Thank you so much for this.
Well, you're welcome. And so far, we haven't had our two minute warning, and I know the time is going on. Maybe we're just blessed with some extra time. So until we get the whistle on us, how about we just continue on? If that's okay,
well,
we got the time.
Let's do. Absolutely.
Okay, so keep on about Oma and the group and the channeling and what it's like.
Yeah.
What is it like to be a trans channel? You know, I'm going into that myself, as I mentioned
well,
to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's different than anything else. And one of the things that I love is all the help people get. One of the things that sort of hurts my heart a little bit is I do some of my best work asleep, and I don't remember it.
Okay.
And sometimes coming out of OMA and listening to people talk about what happened to them or the experiences they had, because I've seen people have complete recoveries from things like MS.
Wonderful.
Time early in the OMA channeling sessions, mm-hmm. a woman who had been blinded at 7 years old
mm-hmm.
came to an OMA gathering, and just as I'm coming awake, I heard somebody scream, "They're pink, the walls are pink."
Uh-huh.
And the woman's eyesight was restored.
Fantastic.
And it is just, I've seen so many healing miracles, and once a month down here at a place called the Sheltered Well, we have an animal healing OMA session.
Okay.
Where people can bring their animals for healing energy.
Oh, how wonderful. I love that.
Such great, good fun. We've done OMA sessions on things like reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
OMA has recently, here in Knoxville and Chattanooga, we did OMA sessions on Earth Changes.
Okay.
And she was talking about Earth Changes. She was really specific that it is definitely time for people to wake up and open up and start. And OMA has always said that
I'm sorry. It's time.
Yes, we have time. Okay, now we've received our time. Okay, we have a few moments, so I'm going to apologize for this, but we'll have you on and we'll go into this more in depth again.
Oh, Phyllis, I'd love to. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you've been listening, ladies and gentlemen, to The Higher Dimension, and it's on bbsradio.com. We hope you'll tune in next week to hear more and learn more. My phone number is area code 202-387-2087. I'm a psychic. I also do trans channelings now. Be glad to talk to you. Feel free to call or send me an email to psychicworlds4@aol.com, or you can always reach me through bbsradio.com. Again, thank you so very much, and we look forward to talking to you next week with Dr. Alan Chips, a well-known hypnotherapist, a teacher of mine, a very genuine good human being. He's also associated with the ARE. And again, our lovely guest today has been Frankie C. Avery, and we look forward to talking to you in the near future. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Frankie.
Yes.
Stay on a minute, okay?
Okay.
Or I can call you right back. Would you like that?
Which do you prefer?
How about I call you right back, sweetie?
Okay, give me...
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.